The choices you make with your lifestyle, your money, every single day, influence your future. It is time to fight to make it better. This podcast is dedicated to you, to sharing ideas that you can use to take ownership of your financial future. Most Americans have little or no net worth. By being purposeful with what we earn, I know we can change that, and we must change that. I want you to learn this game. I want you to be better educated about your money. I want you to live a better life. Welcome to Money is Personal, the Briggs Financial Podcast. Let's go! Salutations, greetings, and hello! My name is Stephen Briggs. I am Chairperson and CEO of Briggs Financial Incorporated. Welcome to Money is Personal, episode number 134, Run Your Race. It can be very easy to compare your lifestyle with other people. And we have these wonderful platforms that, by very which, we are given incredible and incredibly powerful mechanisms to do so. When you think about what TikTok or Instagram, or Facebook or whatever, or Pinterest is, you know, whatever your platform du jour might be, it is very easy to see what you're doing. It is very easy to see what friends are doing. It's easy to see what people you have no relationship with in any way, shape, or form are wearing, where they're going, what they might be experiencing. And these platforms all incentivize this sort of loop of everything, by and large, being cheerful and happy and joyous, and look at what I purchased, or look at where we're at, or how breathtaking, how wonderful my life is. And then there's that little heart button, or that like, or that whatever. We got to get as many of those as possible too. And you see all of this, and you know, maybe it's, or even if it's not even on social media, you're just out and you're looking around, seeing what other people are wearing, or what they might be driving when you're on the road. And it can be very easy to go, why am I not like them? If you're sitting here and you're looking at going, you're driving a plain old car, you see someone come in a fancy sports car and go, why do they drive that and I'm driving this? And it can be very tempting. Whatever aspect of life or whatever they might, you might be comparing to try to do things that are not a part, perhaps, of who you are or what you want to be, to get to experience the things that that person or those people are experiencing. And so one of the big challenges I think that exists is, like I said, it's very easy to compare a lifestyle, at least on its surface, with what you see in a moment, without necessarily recognizing or realizing what factors may have been involved in why there's a difference there, or for that matter, even context in how they got that thing. So maybe they're coming up in that sports car, but they're hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. They have no personal savings, and at the end of the day, maybe they don't feel particularly good about themselves. You don't know. You don't know where anyone is coming from when they have, whatever it is you see on the surface in that moment. And so the thing about it is, I think people, when they see these things and when they want to go out and achieve or grow or whatever it is they're doing, there is an awfully strong and overarching sense of wanting not only to go out there and do and be more or whatever it is, but to frankly make sure that they could control the outcome. If I do A, if I go and do all these things, then B must happen. And I hate to break it to you, but that ain't how the world works. If I do A does not always mean that B happens. But at the end of the day, we cannot control outcomes. I cannot control outcomes. But what I can do and what you can do is we can control habits, we can control our behaviors, and we can put ourselves in a better position, both for good things to happen and for bad things not to crush us. For example, we can't control what the stock market does. Stock market goes up, stock market goes down. I have no way of predicting in the short run what anything is going to happen there. But we can control whether or not we decide to spend money on discretionary stuff. We can control whether, how often we eat out. You can control that. You can't control the market, but you can control eating out. You can't control what your employer does, but you can control how much you go onto Amazon and shop. And what that shopping is. Is that shopping putting things on a wish list and steadily, going ahead and getting what things actually matter over time? Or is shopping, I put it in my cart, I buy it, and then I have a pile of stuff that I don't need? You can't control if something bad happens to you. You can't control if someone crashes their car into you or if you cause an accident. You can't control if you walk, you step out a little funny and twist your ankle and tear something or whatever. But you can control how much money you saved to prepare for that bad thing. You can't control, like, my wife and I, we were sitting there and wanted to buy a new set of furniture and wanting to do the front living room in our house. Well, that year, we had some really torrential storms, and it caused a major leak in our roof. Between that and the stove going out and the water heater going out, and you know what? That budget got gobbled up really fast. We couldn't control those bad things happening to us. But thank goodness we didn't go and buy a pile of furniture with money we didn't have. Or money that would have put us in a position to not have money for those emergencies. Because no matter how good it would have been to put a new couch and sitting area and whatnot in our front living room, which we have now a couple of years later, would have been far worse if we had done all that and then run across five figures worth of bills. That would have been a problem. Can't control if something bad happens to you. You can control how much you've saved and how much you've prepared for it. You can't control, frankly, if something good happens to you. So you're sitting here going, well, I'm trying to find a new job. I want to earn more. It's a tight labor market. I've put in job applications. Nothing's happening. I can't control what employers do in that regard. But you can control what you are doing to try to create new and better opportunities. So if you're just relying on LinkedIn or Indeed or whatever and applying for jobs, I'm going to say, have you done anything with networking? Have you met the people that are hiring people? Who knows you in your profession? Have you done things to improve that? And there's usually a line of action there, too, in terms of things you can do to get connected with people who have access to those opportunities. There's a big secret that financial planners do not want to admit. They don't want to admit it. And it very much demystifies in a number of ways what we do. I'm gonna put it out there for the world. We cannot predict and do not control the future. Financial planners cannot predict and cannot control the future. We can pull every chart in the world, every graph, set of data, cash flows, Monte Carlo simulations, where they sit there and we graph out over however long what the probability is your wealth will do X or Y or whatever. Or a calculator that says, you can retire in this many years, or if you retired now, this is how long your life. We're making a pile of assumptions and taking a guess. None of that secures an outcome. So to be clear, when you go and hire a financial planner, again, here's the idea. We cannot predict the future and we cannot control it. So when I sat there and said, but Stephen, I'm doing all these things. Why isn't B happening? Because sometimes that happens and that's life. And it sucks. It's tough. So then you go, well, then why would we hire a planner at all? And I my answer would be the same reason why UCLA hired coach John Wooden, who, by the way, led them to a record-breaking 10 NCAA national titles with an 800-plus winning percentage. one of the best, most winningest coaches in the history of basketball. It wasn't because he could guarantee an outcome. And he in fact, he was adamant about how not he could not guarantee a win. He could not guarantee a title. He was not going to compare himself to wins and titles. What we can do, what financial planners can do, is we can help you plan. We can help you prepare. We can help you practice in terms of what you need to do and how you need to do it. And ultimately perform and help you do the things that you need to do to build that, to build your wealth, to secure a stronger future. We can help you do the actions that lead to those types of outcomes. We can put you in position to have financial success, put you in the best position to make financial success the byproduct of those efforts. I can't guarantee if you go searching for a job that you're going to get one, or if you're looking for a better job that you'll get one. But we can certainly coach you on things that you can do to help you put yourself in a better position for those things to happen. I can't control what the stock market does, but I can say here are some long-term, good, durable, growing companies that have the bones for success. That I can do. What happens to them or what happens to them? I don't know that answer. I can look at, however, and I can't predict whether or not you're going to break your arm or whether there's going to be a leak in the roof or whatever it is, but I sure can tell you what you need to do to, you know, with what you're currently earning to have the resources necessary to weather an event like that or multiple risk events like that. That I can do. So we cannot predict and we cannot control the future, but we can help you plan. We can help you prepare. We can help you perform. We can help you put yourself in the best position to have financial success be the byproduct of those efforts. You know, a story that hit me kind of hard earlier this week, in a good way, by the way, hit me in a good way. Got a family who hired us several years ago and has been with us for years. And when they first started, I remember a few months working with them, I had some pretty tough feedback. They were at the time living in eastern Pennsylvania. And, you know, I was taking a look at their budget, taking a look at their savings, taking a look at what their future expenses were. And there was something glaringly clear to me, as tough as this feedback was going to be. Probably one of the toughest conversations I've had in my financial planning career. I sat there and said, you can't live where you're living right now. You are just going to have too many expenses and too little income. And there's no way to fix the income situation enough and quick enough. You're going to need to move. That was really tough feedback for them. Darn good people working hard. What do you mean? I mean, the numbers don't work. We're going to have to think and live a different way here if we want a different outcome. The numbers don't work. They had the courage at that point to, after looking at it and doing some soul searching, they moved back, you know, closer to where they grew up with family and friends and so on. And had an ability then to not only, I mean, they went ahead and sold their house and bought a, and purchased a house in their new, you know, again, new place and everything. They're closer to friends and family, which gave them more support to develop family. It was frankly just much cheaper living. But thankfully, some opportunities have also emerged in the last couple of years. But it's been a grind. The husband found a job quicker than the wife, and because the wife's work is very specialized. So it took her a lot more time to find a good gig. But they put themselves in a good position. They said, you know, they really worked hard on their spend. And said, you know, and really curbed a lot of behavior that would have consumed quite a bit. They, you know, like I said, had the courage to make a really tough call and sell a lifestyle that they had and trade it in for something less expensive with a much, you know, with a easier footprint to give themselves a better chance to win. That didn't guarantee success. even if they did all those things, more bad luck could follow, things could happen, and this plan might not have worked out. I have to concede that. That's possible. But they put themselves in the best position to have success. And they weren't looking at whoever else or whatever else was around them. They were running their race. And this is the point. It's about running your race. It's about looking at your own performance. It is about looking at what you are doing and saying, am I doing this the best I can? And the best you can, by the way, does not mean that doesn't necessarily mean you're saving every scintilla of a dime. It could be a balance of sorts. Maybe that balance is the opposite direction, where you're saving so much, not living any life. Maybe there needs to be work on the opposite end of things. Maybe you need to consume a little bit more. Enjoy life a little bit more and take pressure off of you. But for a lot of people, it's the opposite. And so this is where having a really good plan, being well prepared, and then executing that, financial planners can support. That is where our value is. And after several years of working together, and there have been highs and there have been lows, and they've had bad luck and things happen. I mean, have a refrigerator go out during a supply chain shortage. It miserable, right? And that happened. Kids in daycare, and you have things break in the house, and you're going, where's all the money going to come from? And having to say, you know what, we're okay with a broken whatever for a little while. That's not easy. We love fixing things. We like things being perfect. You go and see HGTV or whatever, and you see these picture-perfect cookie-cutter houses going, why doesn't mine look like that? Because that's media. That's a veneer. It's like a billboard. You look on the other side, there's this ugly steel backing to it. Or maybe another billboard, perhaps. But in the middle of it says steel backing to it. It's ugly. You go, oh, that was just a face. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay if you got a little chip paint off your off the railing on your stairwell. It's okay. It's okay if your car has a little ding, a little scratch. It's fine. It's still beautiful. It still purrs like a kitten. Whatever it is. But this is where you need to run your race. And what was the end result for this family? Or where are they at right now? So we met on Monday and we went through their budget. And we went through, we've got a strong savings plan. Folks, these guys are saving pre-tax over 40% of their income. They went from being upside down in a budget 5 years ago to saving over 40% of their pre-tax income. And they're making considerably more, by the way. It's not because they're making less. Well, the percentages go up, Stephen, if you don't make any money. Shut up. Shut up. They're making more. They're making considerably more. And they're saving a whole lot more. But that didn't just happen. And it wasn't blind luck and chance, and no one handed it out to them. Sorry, no family inheritance. Oh, had to have been a freebie. No, it wasn't. They just worked for it really freaking hard. And they had a lot of failures. They had so many job application failures, interview applications or interviews that didn't go right, kids getting sick, things break. They had life happen to them over and over again. And there we are building a budget where they're saving over 40% of their pre-tax income. You tell me, I can't guarantee that saving that is going to mean that they get to retire early or have all this. I don't know that answer. But if you're a betting person and we agree that financial success is a byproduct of those efforts and you're saving, I mean, the average American household, by the way, saves 6%. They're saving 40. You have to recognize there's a difference in what's going on here. And by the way, in terms of what they're not making insane-o dollars either. Decent money, good money, not insane-o dollars. Not insane-o dollars, sub $200,000 a year. 40%. Because they made choices. They put themselves in that position. And they've battled. They've run their race. And they're running their race now. And that's the goal. I can't guarantee them success. I have no clue. But you better believe, when you're saving 40% pre-tax, you're putting yourself in the driver's seat, that's for sure. You're saying, you know what, I don't know if I win this race, but that's pole position. That's front of the line. You're giving yourself the best opportunity. Basketball would be the open shot. Football, you got that receiver wide open downfield, you're going to throw that ball. Wide open. Now, if you're a Detroit Lions fan like I am, you just go, oh, well, that'll be a drop or an interception somehow. Or a fumble. Kidding, Dan Campbell's terrific, 9-8. Good season for the Lions. Point being, put yourself in a position to be successful. You can't control the outcomes, but you can control things. You can do things to try to create opportunities, to exhibit self-control, to be industrious, to be patient, and to work hard and be enthusiastic about it. Those are things you can do. Those are things you can measure and control and achieve. The byproduct is going to be the byproduct. What's going to happen is going to happen. But you'll have done everything you can in how you run your race, and that gives you the best chances to have what level of success? Moderate success, high success, extremely high success. The fates have that to a degree. But you can help plan, you can prepare, and you can perform. And do your best. I'm going to close this podcast here with a quote by that UCLA basketball coach, John Wooden. Quote, how you run the race, your planning, preparation, practice, and performance counts for everything. Winning or losing is a byproduct and after effect of that effort. With that, I want to thank you for listening to this week's episode of Money is Personal. I hope that you get a chance to check out the other 133 episodes of our three-plus-year award-winning podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to follow, like, share this thing with your friends. Let them know about the firm. Let them know about us. Anything you can do to get the word out about our growing team here. It's myself and two other amazing full-time financial planners, and we keep growing and working hard to help lots of people, hundreds of people all over the country. And so anything you can do to help spread the word, we super appreciate it, including making sure that you yourselves, like I said, like us on Instagram or on Facebook and Instagram. We're actually going to push financial things that will help you as opposed to lifestyle things that won't help you. So do see us on the social media. We appreciate it. And then, like I said, your podcast on the Briggs Financial website, BriggsWealth.com, or wherever your favorite podcast is. Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Player FM, iHeartRadio. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and we'll catch you with a fresh episode next week. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to Money is Personal, the Briggs Financial Podcast. Please follow Briggs Financial on Instagram and Facebook for more terrific personal financial stories and ideas. And check out our firm's website at www.briggswealth.com to schedule a free consultation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. This information is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Briggs Financial believes the information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but does not guarantee the accuracy of the information being provided. This information is not meant to be a complete summary or statement of all available data for making financial or investment decisions, and does not constitute a recommendation. Please note that the information provided may include references to concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not to be construed as legal, accounting, or tax advice, and is provided as general information to you to assist in understanding the issues discussed. This information is not meant as a financial or investment advice pertaining to your personal situation. The selection of appropriate investment or planning options and/or strategies should be made on an individual basis after consultation with appropriate legal, tax, or financial advisors. Nothing contained herein is intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any product or service mentioned, and they may not be suitable for all investors.